October 14th morning, here it is.
प्रार्थना करने लगे, हमारा शास्त्र मोक्ष कैसे होगा? So, नारद जी ने कृपा करके कहा कि द्वापर युग के अंत में कृष्ण प्रकट होंगे और वो तुम्हारे हिसाब से मोचन करना, तुम दोनों वृक्ष होकर के जमराज होगा और वो तुम्हारा उद्धार करके प्रेम भक्ति में दे देंगे। तो सत्यार्थी धातु निज भक्त भाषितम, नारद जी की बात को सत्य करने के लिए ये कुबेर के दोनों पुत्रों को भक्ति ही प्रेम भक्ति नहीं, गोलोक वृंदावन में वे दोनों स्निग्ध कंठ और मधुकंठ हुए। स्निग्ध कंठ नंद बाबा की सभा में कृष्ण कथा कहता था, मानो आज ही समस्त हो रहा है ऐसे कहता, और महिलाओं की सभा में ब्रजरमणियों की सभा में मधुकंठ मधुर स्वर से वो भी मधुर कथाओं को कहता था, ऐसा उसका सौभाग्य हो गया। कहते हैं कि ये भक्ति पहले श्रद्धा आदव श्रद्धा तथा साधु संग तथो भजन क्रिया तथो अनर्थन वृत्ति सात तथो निष्ठा रुचि तथा अथा शक्ति भाव तथा प्रेमा बुधन शक्ति श्रद्धा नाम धान प्रेम प्रातभावे को भक्ति साधन दिखलाया है। ये कैसे भक्ति श्रद्धा से निष्ठा रुचि आसक्ति भाव और प्रेम होता है। सतक व्रत मुनि की प्रार्थना सुन करते जिससे बोले हे मुनि, संसार के दुखों से अत्यंत की निवृत्ति मोक्ष ग्रहण करो, नहीं हमें इसकी जरूरत नहीं है। आपसे मेरी यही प्रार्थना है कि जहां भी रहूं जिस योनी में रहूं केवल आपके भक्तों का संग सदैव को बना रहे, ऐसी प्रार्थना भागवत में पृष्ठा की उन्होंने नहीं की है। ममोत्तम स्वरूप जने सत्यम संसार चक्र प्रमता स्वर्गे तन माया आसक्त गुप्त सरदा, संसार में जो आसक्त है उनका संग कभी मुझे न हो। आपके जो भक्त सब समय आपका गुणान बात करते हैं उन्हीं के आसंग मिले, उन्हीं की सेवा करूं और उनसे ही कभी कथा सुनूं, यही आपसे मांगता। कहते हैं मांगते तो हो किंतु हमारा क्या, उदोखल में बंधे रहने रहूं। तो कहता कि इसमें मेरा आग्रह नहीं है कि तुम पोखल में बंधे रहो या उससे मुक्त हो जाओ। और फिर कहते हैं सनातन गोस्वामी, जब क्या हम तुम्हें क्या मैं ये नहीं चाहता कि आप बंधन से मुक्त हो जाए। दोनों अर्थ उन्होंने किया इस प्रकार से उनकी भक्ति उत्तरोत्तर उत्तरोत्तर बढ़ते गए। आज यही तक वंशा कल्प करो
श्री सत्यवान पुरोहित मैं गुरुवेर आत्मा जो अभिमान Hey Damana, that form of yours, which was bound to the grinding mortar by Mother Yasoda, that form of yours delivered the two sons of Kumera, Mani Griva and Nara Kumera, from their curse from Nara, which made them take the form of trees. Not only you liberated them, but you also bestowed upon them Pramati. Therefore, I want that same prema. Here, firstly, Satyavrat Muni had prayed for direct vision of the form of baby Krishna. Then how to get that form? By kirtan. So by performing kirtan, Krishna had appeared before him and said, what do you want? Choose any benediction. So Satyavrat Muni prayed. Even though you were bound, you still gave liberation to the two sons of Kuber. And not only did you liberate them, you also gave them Prabhupati. I want that same Prabhupati. So the two sons of Kuber, being very proud of their beauty, wealth, material education, and high birth, they never received Sadhusanga, such a family in Taj to achieve Sadhusanga. Without Sadhusanga, then where's the question of achieving bhakti? Therefore, one time they were taking bath in one sarova near Mount Kailash. At that time, by providence, Sri Naraduni came there. They were taking bath with many lady apsaras, and when they saw Naraduni, those ladies became full of shame, came out of the kund and covered themselves with cloth and offered pranam to Narada. At that time, the two boys came out completely without shame and naked and began abusing Narada. Is there no other way to go? Get out of here. And they called the ladies back again and again. Then Narada, desiring to give mercy to them, oh, you have no shame? Become trees. Immediately they prayed for deliverance from the curse of Narada. Narada said, my words must be true, but at the end of Dwapara Yuga, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna will appear and he will deliver you from the curse of becoming between Arjuna trees. Therefore, as Krishna was bound to the mortar, he remembered Satatam Vidatam Vijabhaka Satatam. I have to fulfill the words of my devotee. Therefore, not only did Krishna liberate them, not only did he give them Prabhupati, not only did he give them a place at Goloka Vrindavan, but he made them his eternal associates in the form of Snigdhakanta and Madhukanta. Snigdhakanta always chants Harikatha in the assembly of Nandababa, and Madhukanta always chants Harikatha in a very sweet voice in the assembly of the Gopis. Therefore, bhakti makes its gradual development from the stage of Shraddha to a Truanatana Vritti, to Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, Bhav, and finally Prema. So Krishna may say, you don't want liberation at the end of Dukkha Vritti, then you don't want the cessation of all miseries. But Satyarat Muni says, I don't desire that. Any birth I may take as a result of my own karma, I want the benediction of achieving Sadhu Sangha. Just like Pritasur prayed, Mamutta Mashloka Janesa Sangha. Hey Bhagavan, in whatever birth I may achieve as a result of my karma, wherever I may wander on the wheel of time, I want Janesu Sangha, the friendship and association of your own associates. I do not ever desire the association of materialistic persons. So, Sri Sanatana Goswami is saying, Krishna is saying, does that mean you will never be liberated and I will never be liberated? No, we don't
want. Krishna told, okay, you want benediction. Do you think I always in danger mortal? Then Satyavati told, no, I have no attraction for this. So, Sanatana Goswami is telling, do you think I don't want that you will get rid of this? Or you will be there, there is no difference about this. Hare Krishna, some devotee has requested for initiation. It will take place today.